this presentation, I will mainly speak about the WHO Health and Prisons Project. And that's a project we started in 1995 because we thought that prison health is a very important part of public health. The purpose of the project is to support member states in improving public health by addressing health and healthcare in prisons and to facilitate the links between prison health and public health systems, both at national and international levels. And as John just said, that with this, the best we think should be in all countries that prison health should be part of the Ministry of Health. But in Europe, that is only the case in three member states, that's England, Wales, Norway, and France. We have established a network of member states involved in the project, and right now we have 35 member states involved. We have 53 European member states in the WHO European region, so still there's a way to go. We try to have this network with representatives for both the Ministry of Health and the ministry responsible for prison health in order to facilitate the links between the ministries. And before, I think, we started this project, there was not very good established links between these ministries. And I think we have achieved something here because the Ministry of Health has been more involved now. They're more involved in prison health, and they can see there are some threats from prisons to society, and they address this much more now. I would say when I travel around and talk to the Ministry of Justice or Ministry of Interior, they're very keen to work much closer to the Ministry of Health. For WHO, it's special because we only can approach a country through the Ministry of Health, so we always have to go through the Ministry of Health in order to get the links to the ministries responsible for prison health. But when we have established this, then we can, of course, carry on directly to these. We have also a number of international organizations involved in the project, and that is, and we are very pleased that the American Public Health Association, we have been able to work together for a number of years now, but most of the other organizations, international organizations, they're mainly placed in Europe. For the project, we also have a board, a steering group, and it's also to ensure that we do not copy work and these organizations working on prison cells, that we work together and we can join each other's activities and co-sponsor activities. John mentioned a little about the prison population. We know that the United States is taking the lead now in the world. They have 20% of the prisoners in the world, even though they're only 5% of the population. So it's but in Europe we also have a huge difference between the lows and highs, where they have lowered their prison population a lot, but still they are very high. But on average we talk about 100 per 100,000 inhabitants. And just to say that prison population has nothing to do with crime in a country. It's not correlated to those two factors. It's a political decision how many prisoners you would like to have. A little about the activities we are doing in the project. We, in 1995, we started to collect the best practice in prisons, in member states, and each second year we also give out awards to some of the best examples for prison health. And it's mainly to share the information between member states so they can copy good examples. Last year we opened a prison health database. Almost no countries collect data on prison health. We have a lot of collection of data for the public health system, but there has not been the tradition to collect data on prison health issues. So we have developed around taking 200 indicators, and they are now available for a number of member states. We still try to get more member states involved in that, and these are online and you're able to address them through our website. We also we can compare countries on different data, and you can also compare a number of indicators from the public system to the prison system, because very often you see that it's 20 or 100 times more, the prevalence rate are higher in the prison setting, a number of indicators. This year we gave out a new publication, a guide on prison health. It's on that slide. I have a few copies left over there. It's a 200 pages manual for mainly for prison health workers, covering the most important areas of prison health. It's now will be published very soon in Russian, and also been translated into Chinese and Farsi, Italian, and we urge, of course, member states to translate it if they want, and we always give the permission for that. We also this year published a new paper on prisons and tuberculosis. In the eastern part of Europe, it's tuberculosis in prisons is a huge problem. Some places, 20% of the prisoners have tuberculosis, and very often it's 20 to 50 times more frequent than in the public health system. We had a conference last month in Slovakia where we discussed mental health problems in prisons, and we had drafted a paper we discussed at that conference, and that will be revised soon and published. It gives guidance how to address mental health problems in prisons and how to focus on it, and also to avoid that severe mentally health people go to prisons. And next year we will be more focused on women and prisons, and we are planning a conference on that topic, and we will also develop a new publication on that. For the European office, we give of course advice to all member states, but for a number of the member states, 25 of them, we can even give some funds to support activities, and it's always the Ministry of Health that decides where they would like to spend the funding. But we now see increasingly that they actually put prison health as a topic where they would like to have some help, and that is very very good for us. And it seems that it also proved that there are better correlations between between prison health and public health. And I'll just give some examples about that. And I have taken Kyrgyzstan. It's one of the countries in Central Asian republics. The main problem there is drug use in prisons. It's very close to Afghanistan. Drugs are extremely cheap. And we performed a survey last year in two prisons with a random 500 prisoners in each prison. It was randomly selected, and you see that in that prison 79% had used drugs within the last 3 months, and 73% of those prisoners staying in that prison have injected heroin or have injected any drugs during the last 3 months. It's a major problem, and 18% have shared needles and syringes during the last 3 months. This does not seem to be very much compared to other places, but because of that, the reason for that is that Kyrgyzstan is actually offering clean needles and syringes in prisons. And what's very sad, that 37% of these prisoners using drugs had their first experience in a prison. We have different projects in Kyrgyzstan. We had a demonstration project where because we are not a very wealthy organization, so we have to just focus here and then try to attract other donors to continue some activities. We went into one prison. There was almost no health facility at all. We renovated the health facilities. We gave training to prisoners and to staff and health staff. And just by a simple training of prisoners on risk behavior, we could reduce, for instance, the share of needles and the syringes in that prison. It went down from 35% during the last 3 months to 7%. So it was really a huge improvement just by simple training. And we also, because we started up TB screening, we discovered a lot of new cases of tuberculosis. We since 2002, Kyrgyzstan has had a system for needles and syringe exchange. We evaluated that program and found out it was not very well working, and it has been streamlined better now. And that was only in the closed prisons. They have 11 closed prisons and then have the 19 open prisons, and now we'll start a system for needle exchange system in the open prisons. 80 to 85% of new cases of HIV in Kyrgyzstan is due to injection drug use, so it's really a need to introduce harm reduction in these places. In the public system, they had a pilot study on methadone substitution therapy started in 2002. We evaluated also that project for the Ministry of Health, and we have tried to push for such a similar project to start in the prison setting, and that has not been that easy. But then this year in March, we invited the Minister of Justice and a little delegation from Ministry of Justice and Ministry of Health to go to Spain to look at it, how it's working. It's working in all prisons. I also had needle exchange system in Spain in all prisons. And when the delegation returned, they immediately signed the agreement to start this work. So sometimes it's very good to show how it works in a safe way in other countries. And if you talk to clients in that on substitution therapy, you will be very, I think it's very hard to say that this is it's not a good treatment. It's really working. We have developed now just a clinical protocol on substitution therapy in prisons. We have established a working group to start the project, and it will start hopefully very soon, and we will be involved in the evaluation. We also next year will perform a full evaluation of the prison health system that will be done together with the Red Cross, and we have now in that country also will develop clinical protocols on a number of issues relating to HIV. And just this is our website, European website, where you will find a lot more about the project than I just told you now, and also my email address. Thank you.